It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Well, here I am again. I hope you're there. Let me give you a little slacking because you need it. Most of you do. Maybe some of you don't. But some of you who don't need the slacking, my pressing forward, encouraging you to be still and let your conscience catch up. But appreciate my admonishment of my other American friends. America, I say this, it's kind of awkward to say that because I'm British born, and I came to America because I saw this country for what it was then. I'm talking about 62, 63 years ago, so you can imagine how old I am. I'm not a young chicken. But I found something, and I want to share it with people. I find that very difficult to do. It was easy for the old kind of Americans, you know, the real ones, and some of you are real, but not enough. You only have to look at the mall and go to Walmart and other places, and it's wall-to-wall decrepitation, if there's such a word. You know, there's an old saying in Russian, no, Polish, you know, let me see if I can remember it. Yes, monsters fall in love with monsters, you know. you know, you must have seen it. You may be one of those, you may look in the mirror and see if you fit. You also might look at some of the old movies when you get seen in the average street like New York and see how different, how clean, how trim, how polite people were in those days. It was a pleasure to hitchhike through America, which I did. It was even a pleasure to pick up hitchhikers, which I also did, but slowly didn't, if you get my drift. Maxine Walters, I mean, you got some strange people. And you've elected some strange people, and strange people elect strange people. And the stranger we become, the more we elect strange people to represent our strangeness, so we don't have to feel so bad about ourselves, and we get from them what we need. And we seem like we're all somewhat, some degree, huge percentage of us are freeloaders. Even people on, you know, retired people, you know, their money isn't there. The money isn't there, Social Security. The money they took out of your paycheck, they use that to, those funny people out there, to breed more poor people. And addicted to government, and of course, government is addicted to you, and so their loyalty, people on welfare, doesn't accrue to you, because it's your money. It accrues to the giver, who happens to be the taker of your money called taxes, sort of like illegal theft. But that's what it's become. Shouldn't be, but so you can see what's happened. You're upside down. You have Maximist Party, Communist Party, and she's talking about the real Americans, the Tea Party, as they can go to hell, and she'll see that they get there. And that's the kind of upside-down fascist rhetoric that Hitler used on the Jews. And of course, she thinks they are in the majority because she's got so many people. She was speaking to her parasites. She's like Jabba the Hutt. And we give her money, and then what's that little creature that serviced Jabba the Hutt? Can anyone remember? It was actually a little tiny, wormy little creature that catered to Jabba the Hutt. Can you imagine something even more inferior than that? So, and that's what that's what she caters to. Basically, caters to. She caters to little creatures. And she's Jabba the Hutt. And she has a little parasites that live off her. And I wish she would play this back to her, because she needs to know, and people like her need to know, they can't talk about real Americans that way. Now, I want Americans to stand up and take a stand against this sort of thing, and not just hear this reported by news and you sort of getting frustrated that she can say such a thing. I have the power to say whatever I want about people like that, and I'm going to say it so that you shouldn't feel that you are crazy. Could happen, you see. It's all around us.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
Hello, everyone. I'm Roy Masters. I said hello before hello was welcome. And I know you're out there somewhere. And this seminar, my last, anyway, to the general public, will be the November Labor Day. It starts on the 3rd. If you still want to come, good. Please, please, if you want to have a happier life, if you want to overcome certain problems, I mean 90% of your problems are easy to solve, and you want to give up your antipsychotic drugs, and you want to get rid of your depression and your PTSD and your bipolar, and your Skyberis or the Bongo, all the names they give to symptoms that come just from one thing, and one thing only. We'll discuss that as the program progresses or regresses, because it regresses when we don't get calls. And you like to be a listening audience, and I don't like to lecture. I give my lectures on Sunday mornings, and it's on video, and you can watch it and watch the audience response, live audience. But basically, we're going to have a room full, maybe 50 people, 60 people, and they'll be opening their hearts to me. And please don't go away on the weekend of Labor Day, please. The chances of you getting killed are high, much higher. And if you're in an emotional state and you're excited about it, your emotional state will give you 8 times as much, according to statistics, that is much higher, but the statistics. If you're emotional, upset about stuff and you're going on vacation to get away and you're excited to get there, you press on the pedal a little too hard. Somebody else does. And this is not the time for going away. Not with the mood of the people in America today. You know, we're going nuts, all of us. We're driving each other nuts. So why don't you stay home and watch on your television? I think you can get this on your TV. You got internet now, and you can have it connected. I know you have it connected to your TV. So you'd have a good picture on your TV. And you can sit around with your family and listen and maybe text questions some of your answers you want for your problems. But if you stay with me for the 3 days, it's only $50 a day to watch anywhere in the world. And you don't have to book anything ahead of time. You just, when the time comes, Saturday morning about 9 o'clock, you put your card in and watch all day. Leave your TV on, and we have lunch, and we may have a camera showing you how good the food is, or whatever, and people saying hello to you. But you're gonna see things in those 50 people there, maybe more, We only have room for about 60 people in the auditorium. And that's enough when we can house that many people in the foundation, and we have a cafeteria, et cetera, et cetera. And you'll find it very comfortable. We may have some water problems. We're out in the boonies. But I have to take chances on that. But otherwise, my future, it will be with the military. Now, nobody's asked me yet. I just know, intuitively know, that I've got to reserve the rest of my days, I'm 83 years old, to download my information into the military first. I've got to find the best and the brightest of them and unload the information that will make our army strong, our nation strong. And, of course, I'll be doing my program every night wherever I am, so I'll work all day and I'll work all night. And with the military, I work in the daytime. In the evening, I do my show, and then I go to bed. That's going to be the rest of my life. But I want to leave a legacy behind. And right now, if you go to, go to my website, you can always see the article WorldNet Daily. But you can go to WorldNet Daily, Roy Masters. You just do that, and it will go to the article. That absolutely is... the military is, all the brass is hysterical, if I may use the word. It's astonishing the effect that a piece of cardboard, it's not a piece of cardboard, it's packed in cardboard, it'll cover, but plastic, CD. What a soldier can do for himself and recover from PTSD and depression and give up his alcohol and become normal again. And nobody knows how it works, and I do. Not even the psychiatrists know how it works. No one can duplicate this. But I want it to be able to be duplicated. I want to leave this behind. The information. How it all works. I've got 17 books so that you can peruse those. Although you don't need all of them. You just need to make it work for you. And I want to start all over again with my audience. When I first started, I'm going in and out of different subjects, but it's pretty much the same. When I first started in the 60s, I had How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, and that's a book. And the CD, was not a CD, it was a record in those days, of the same name. And it was a pair. And I would sell 300 or 400 a day on one little station. I got away from that because I got on a website and I didn't have good guidance on the website. It was just clutter. But it's a lot better now. And we do video every Sunday, and you can get a sample of what's going to happen September, is it November? No, it's November the 3rd, isn't it? When we start the weekend of the Labor Day. That's September. September the 3rd, we start. You need to be there by that time, and you stay at the ranch. But you get an example, a sample of it, by going to FHU.com and watch the Sunday morning discussions. It's 2 hours every Sunday. It's worth flying across the country, sit there. It is. And I'll tell you why. Now let me tell you, first of all, that most people, a great percentage of people, if they try that little concentration exercise, little exercise that I give to the military in coping strategies and stripped of the military information, the guts of it, you can go to my website and download it. It's about 4 hours worth of stuff, but you don't have to listen to all at once, just a little at a time. It's also called Coping Strategies, but it's downloadable. And you can get a copy of the military version, which is a CD, a data and CD. It's a multimedia. And this is the one we give to the military. You can get one of those for yourself. There's a place where you can click and go to the military Patriot Outreach where you can inquire about how to get your platoon or your division CDs for them for no charge. And so, but we're two separate organizations, but we help them. Right now, they don't have much money, so we help them to even give them the CDs to give away. That's what they do. And it's very successful, 65,000 so far. But now I'm coming back to what I really want to say. That was all just, you know, I don't know, it's just hearsay. It's something I needed to talk about. This Labor Day seminar is coming up pretty close on you. If you want to come, you better make your arrangements soon. And you go to my website, fhu.com, or call tomorrow, 800-877-3227. All right, now, last Sunday, you know, you won't see the last Sunday's program till next Sunday because we edit it. So next Sunday, if you want to watch it, you'll see me talk to a man who looks like Santa Claus. And we have fun. He's been coming for years and years and years. Now, remember I said a few moments ago that there are some people easy to help. Some people are easy to help, and others are not. And they're not for several little tiny titsy witsy little reasons. It's absolutely ridiculous. One of these people was outspoken about it in the audience. And I'll tell you what that is in a minute. The other was a lady who came up to me crying. And she said something to me, which you should have said 20 years ago, because that's how long she's been coming. I have a lot of stragglers who take a lot of time because they're holding on to something and they will not let it go. It's so little, it's embarrassing. And the more little it is, I don't know if the grammar's very good, the littler it is, the more embarrassing it is to hold on to it. But it becomes foundation of your whole miserable existence. So here it is. The Santa Claus fellow, very amiable fellow, he sits quiet a lot. Well, in the conversation, remember you'll get this Sunday morning talk next Sunday, and you can hear it all week. See, so you always we're Sunday, you know, behind. We don't do it live anymore, but the seminar will be live. By the way, the seminar will be live. So we'll mistakes and all. So we can't help that. If I have to blow my nose or go to the bathroom, it's not very professional, but that's what it has to, because I'm going to go for 6 or 7 hours a day. We're going to get this thing done. We're going to help people. And I want you to know, I'm just breaking away from it. I'm going to come back to a point in a minute. I want you to, please, this is the last time you're going to have contact with me. Whatever problem you have, I want it this way. I want you to come if, one, you can afford it. Two, if you've tried everything and no one's ever been to help you, but you know somehow and deep inside has an emotional origin, but you just know it is. And somehow it's connected. And usually that's spiritual. If you could recognize that, you have a spiritual quality that I can work with. Otherwise, if you can't recognize it, don't bother to come. Now, I say 90% of your problems, at least 90%, come from one thing. And one of the things is not being able to admit or face the smallest thing. Now we're going to get back to Santa Claus, my friend. So he says, well, I said, you're hiding something, or words to that effect, because I don't remember the context. And by the way, let me give you the phone number so you can call 800-866-8883 and get this program going, because I need to be talking with you and bringing up stuff so that other people can see how it works, and so you can get better just by calling on the telephone and talking to me and outing yourself and telling on yourself. 800-877-3227. Call me 9 to 11 West Coast time. Thank you. In the evening. All right, Monday through Friday. Oh, that's my office number I gave him, didn't I? Okay, 866-8883, see. Thank you very much. I see it. That's what happens when you get old. I have to be reminded, to do my own telephone number. I got the two mixed up. 800-866-8883. That's, again, from 9 to 11, every night, Monday through Friday. And you can hear the archive, so you don't have to wait till the evening. You can hear it all day long. So next day you can hear it all day long. Fair enough now. So he starts to, my friend, I call him Santa Claus. because he looks like Santa Claus. He's a sweet guy. But he's been coming for years, years, and years. And we always have a group of people that, well, you haven't don't see them for years and years, and they come back. And things, they try again, and it doesn't work. And it should work, but there's something lost in the gears, stuck in the gears somewhere. And his was this. Okay, so I said, now, out with it. He said, okay. When I was a little boy, I knew my, you know, I don't know how I knew this, but I think my grandfather said, if you put oil on my pond with my fish, don't keep oil away from it, the fish will die. So when I was a little boy, and my grandfather was a nice, decent guy, I don't know what made me do it, I put oil on his pond and his fish died. And he asked me if I did it, and I said no. I said, would your grandfather would have forgiven you? He said, I'm sure my grandfather would have forgiven me because he was a good person. But he couldn't speak up. Something made him do it. I'll stop there for a minute. I had a gentleman, one I can remember, oh, this 50 years ago. And I can see his face. He said something very similar, but there was no consequence to this because he just admitted, and it was just a relief for him because it wasn't in the therapy or anything. It just was a story he told, and he was over it. He said, when I was a little boy, I was playing with my kid friends, and something said, pick up that rock and hit that kid on the head. I was only 5 years old. Where did it come from? He thought to himself. He picked up the rock and dropped it because his conscience kicked in and ran. Now, so you really don't have to have a temptation in the form of a person for it to approach you. Everybody has temptations, and on your own it comes to you. It doesn't all have to come to you in a person, in the form of a person, although it mostly begins there. It's like your consciousness is a receiver. It's like a radio receiver. It can receive internal communications from within and above, from the beginning, who made the universe, and you in his image. But then also there's an alternate frequency that comes from emotions and being immersed and born into, immersed in emotional environment, which we have. Our environment in America is awful. Absolutely atrocious. Disgraceful how you've fallen and how you've elected scum. How scum have elected scum. And they're calling you good, halfway decent people. You're halfway decent because you haven't found salvation. Even if you go to church, you haven't. Yeah, you may, but chances are you haven't. So I don't mean to be rude. But to call the Tea Party, she says, to hell with them. And I'll see they'll get there too. She says that. But that's the attitude of people. And then she's got a little army of parasites applauding her. You see everybody are clapping and everything. As if the Tea Party did anything wrong. As if the Jews ever did anything wrong to anybody. They just want to live in peace. And I say to my Tea Party friends, you don't want to live in peace. You have to be at war. But it's a very special war. You just freeze frame the idea of war. Peace with yourself, war with the world. Or peace with the world, and war with yourself. Understand that. Remember that. I'm a warrior. I'm at war with the world, but I'm not running around saying, I'm at war. You know, I'm not doing that. I just exist. This is my world. They exist. They think it's their world. And they want to do away with me, but I'd like to help them to see, you know, that they're upside down. And the guy with the horns is moving them and talking to them through into their brain. Now, we're coming back to my discussion on last Sunday's talk. He said, now, I said, why would you not admit it to your grandpa? And why have you not told me before? Did you think that God was an unforgiving God? He says, perhaps so. I said, because what entered you to make you do that is something called pride. goes before the fall. You gave into an impulse. Every time you smoke a cigarette, or every time you shoot up something, or be tempted to eat candy when you got diabetes and you're on dialysis, the temptation is that you yield to it, and then you justify it. So you never get better. You thumb your nose at reality. But thumbing your nose at reality can be condensed into a simple idea that what gets inside you is pride. Pride is man playing God. And pride lies to you. It lies to you about, it's afraid of God. It's afraid of the truth after it made an impulse and it caused you to put oil on the pond. You have its nature, and its nature is to thumb its nose at reality by causing you to make an excuse. And that's a lie. That's poking your finger in the eye of God, so to speak. But you see, but the point is, you have the audacity to do that, and you may think that God won't forgive you. But you've got, the reason why that is because you've got the nature of the other fellow who's unforgiving. In other words, you're judgmental. So that you have a judgmental self on God. You don't know it's God, but you just feel uncomfortable and you don't want to face the light, but you don't know you don't want to face the light. You're a little kid. You're very perplexed why you can't admit, you know, that you put oil on the fish pond and the fish died. And you did it and you couldn't explain the impulse. How could you? You're a little boy. But he's now 65 years old, and he still hasn't admitted it. And I said, because the nature of pride is that it doesn't believe that God has mercy, because if you were God, you wouldn't forgive you. See, that's how it makes you think. If you were God, you wouldn't forgive you. Yet the prodigal son was the same. When he approached, remember the story of the prodigal son? He had two sons, and one son said, "Dad, give me my inheritance, and I go squander." He went and squandered it, and then he found himself in a pigsty, and he thought to himself, "My father's servants do better than this," and he started to go home again. Where else could he go? He lost all his fair weather friends when he lost all the money. So, but only because the father sees him cut far off. As he approaches the farm where he left, he starts to feel guilty, and he's always afraid. He was afraid his father wouldn't forgive him. And knowing that he thought that, the father meets him halfway. That's the story of the prodigal son. My son was dead and he's alive. He was lost and he's found. You know that sort of stuff. So I'm trying to tell you the same thing. You are under the impression, even though you know that God is a forgiving God, you still can't admit it because it isn't true that you believe that yet. It isn't true. You still hide stuff because you don't think he's going to forgive you, so therefore. But it's a lie. Something is teaching you that. Something is teaching you that you're a Christian and you really believe in Jesus and he saved you. You've not been saved at all because you still got those things you haven't unearthed yet. You haven't faced. Well, that's all it took for this man. He understood it. He understood that that's how he believed it, but he couldn't put it into words as a kid. And he was over it. Now, the other person was a lady. And she came up to me afterwards, and it may have got on the camera. And she had been coming for, she's an English lady from Blackpool in England. And I've known her 30 years. She'd come and go. She said, "What you said? I heard you last week, what you told me." He says, "There's two sisters come together. That you don't have to be responsible for, you don't have to save your sister anymore. When you said that, I felt relief." See? And she cried. That's all she needed to hear. And I didn't even know that. But I don't know, I said it, you know, to somebody else maybe. how do you like my voice? Just kidding you. I was just trying to imitate a lady that was, had to do a little drama, theatrics. I just want to know that I'm not straight-laced. I'm fun-loving grandpa. And you can see by my antics on Sunday morning, sometimes I use a few rude words. A minister's not supposed to do that. But sometimes it really makes the point. You know, a rotten bastard is really much stronger than naughty boy. You know, I refer to Maxine Walters that way. that's what she is. And she could say some things about that's not true about the Tea Party, and I could say something true about her. That's true. Or communism or fascism. She's a fascist. And she's got little... I said that in the opening of the program. I'm just making a point. We need to state the truth. So the truth about if you're a thief, you're a thief. But when you call a person a thief that's not a thief, that's very dangerous because accusations can make you... that's why you have the Fifth Amendment. You don't have to testify against yourself because if you're accused enough times, you've got enough pressure on you, you actually believe that you are guilty of what you are charged. And you confess to it. That's the mystery, isn't it? Well, that can be done in mass. So people in power like that needs to be muzzled. And man, will I muzzle that one. I've learned how to muzzle my wife in a nice way and not so harsh. But that one really needed a kick in the bloomers. If ever it was King Kong with bloomers, that's it. And so, forgive me for... But it's about time we went to war. And I want you to freeze frame because I'm going to talk about that you must be a warrior. Not necessarily with guns and stuff. You have to be a warrior. You have to stand for something. The people who stand for nothing are the ones who are empty suits or empty bloomers. They're nothings. And they're only something because they can degrade you. And that's why if you lay yourself to be degraded and you get upset, that's the reason why you got a problem. And they're ruling the crazy people, the obsequious dummies, the bullies rule us. And we cringe. And we try to go along to be nice Christians, nice Jewish people. When you need to kick butt. And this is what I do on this program. And I dare any of the media to call me, tell me I'm wrong. Come on, little media. Please, nice little media, come and have a good fight with me. But you attack me for the last 40 years, so I could hardly lift my head above. And everybody thought I was weird. It's all you ever heard was Roy Masters, there's this and Roy Masters, that. Roy Masters is nothing of the sort. Roy Masters has found a way to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder, and that's the most important discovery in the last 200 years in psychiatric science. And they still don't know how I do it, but they recognize it in the military that I can, and I'm going to go there to help them. And I'll still be with you also. So will you support my program with your tax-deductible donations? Thank you.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
This is Advice Line program number K6651. That's K6651. To order a copy of this program or to order additional materials, please call the FHU office at 1-800-877-3227 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay. All right, here we are now. Ladies and gentlemen, I've pushed the seminar starting on the 3rd of November, the Labor Day, so let me go straight to my callers. I want you to freeze frame the fact that I want you to be a warrior. I want you to be a fighter. I want you to learn to take a stand and make people back down even if they're 10 feet taller than you. Would you like to do that? Because if you do that, you'll be cured of everything. The reason why you're sick is because you cringe or you suppress your anger and try to be polite, try to go along to get along. No way do I go along to get along. I will put up with nonsense. I will not react to it. I don't get upset and say anything. I don't get upset or do anything. I just don't get upset and wait for the opportunity to say it, not from anger that it's repressed, but from pure intuitive moment. Like, it's almost like, pardon the expression, you have diarrhea. And all of a sudden, you can't help yourself, and out comes the words, but not out of anger. It's almost like the spirit speaks, and the shock is enormous. Wait for it. I'll show you how it's done. I'll show you how to fight people like I described. What's the name of that lady I described? I forgot her name. Maxine Waters. She needs confrontation. But there are lots of people, you've got to get some practice on them. You've got to get some practice on the people around you. And first of all, the first lesson of self-defense is not be intimidated, no matter what. But, you know, how do you do that? Humanly speaking, that's impossible. But divinely speaking, it is possible. You need to go to my website. First of all, you need two things. I want to start from the beginning. When I first started, I had two items. It went together. It was How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. Now the book has been changed, the title, and it's 6 extra chapters in it. It's How Your Mind Will Make You Well. But what makes your mind well, that's what's in the book. Until your mind, drugs won't make your mind well. Injections won't make your mind well. Chemicals won't make your mind well. No. Psychotic drugs, nearly everybody's taking them. That won't make you well. That'll make you walking, sleeping zombies that don't even know they're zombies. You're finished if you're on those things. The country's gone. Now let's talk about my callers now. I'm going to talk about how this is done. I'll get hinting how it's done, but I'm giving you lots of hints right now. You are at peace with the world and at war with the world. Peace with yourself, war with the world. That's the rule. If you're at peace with the world, you're at war with God, your conscience. And you have to hold on to your conscience. And the way you do it is not being angry or resentful. Well, the word is not forgiveness. It's the wrong word. But learning not to resent persons, not to be inflicted or feel demoralized by intimidation and vilification. And so that is the key that Jesus had. You could not break him, his spirit. Because that's what breaks your spirit. It's intimidation, vilification. That's it. That's winning by intimidation. They win by that. And they lose if you can't be intimidated because they can't act through you. Instead, you act through them. Because when you don't react, they will react and as a failure, meaning they will the assault fails and it shocks them. And the shock of failing causes them to you to penetrate them with goodness, and they will run around with it like a dog with a tick in its ear. Okay, let me take calls now. Rob, hello. How are you doing, Rob? Rob first.
Hi,
hypnotized
Roy.
By food. Hello. What can I do for you?
Well, I parts of my life I might be a warrior, but when it comes to food, I am a total wimp.
But no, but you're a wimp before you got to food.
Oh, you might be right. But food...
You won't catch me on that one.
I'm 64 years old, and...
Oh, dear.
With all... It's been a constant problem.
Well, food was the original sin. And there's no question about something called transference. For instance, your mom was beaten or... you had a mom, she was mean to her. And she grows up to be a mom just like her mom. And does to her children what she was done to her. And the children grow up, and maybe the daughter says, I'm not going to be like my mom. I'm going to be the nicest person in the world. So she's just, she does the things which are opposite to mom. But then she's too nice to her husband, but now the husband becomes a bully. And now she finds she's married, she's not her mom, but she's married to the mom who's the bully. See? Because men, when men are bullies, they got their mother's nature. See, that's it. So they find themselves married to their mother. It's just like a woman in a man's body. The cruelty of the mother. You can't get away from it. You cannot get away from it. It's impossible. It's generational. And the food carries the spore. It carries the trigger of everything. So the first thing you eat is your mother's breast. You suckle from her, and you fed for her, and the food, through the food, transfers, and the nature of the woman, who is not, see that, so she's never been really loved and never been corrected. She carries the nature of Eve with her, and men fall for that. They keep looking for reassurance, like hypnotized zombies. And they look to the woman for reassurance against their conscience so that their pride can feel swelled up with glory because this woman loves him and makes him feel glorious and goes out and works his fingers to the bone to bring home the money to a contemptuous woman. And this is the whole thing. It's the lineage is you are more like a woman than a man. When women don't have luck with men, they go to food. See that? They start to eat. They become men and start to feed the man inside themselves. You won't find a man with hardly ever anorexia. It's a woman with anorexia. She has a problem with food. She feels guilty for there's something. If a person is, and I don't want to go this way because a person with anorexia can call me about this and I explain it to them. But the food and sex are the wrong way of eating food that makes you a lesser human being, and the wrong way of having sex. One is for women and the other is for men. Women have a compulsion to seduce a man with both sex and food. And to hover over their children with food as if they don't have enough to eat. And they worry about them a whole lot. And it's always food, 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 food. And children rebel against that food. They rebel against it, and they become alcoholics because they can't eat the food. They just drink to kill the pain. And so they're telling you that if you say, what's that fellow in his name in the fellow's name in North Korea? Ilk, John. I wish John did get ill. That's his name, isn't it? I wish John ill. Kim Jong-un. Okay. Anyway, you got pictures of him everywhere in North Korea. Those are triggers. Those are triggers. And every dictator and understands they can pass the mantle of dictatorship from father to son by just changing the image. So the image will keep alive the programming. Just the image is everywhere. Just keep, and if the images went down, they may revert to being normal again, amongst other things. But that is an example. Food, the same way, it carries with it the reinforcement of a sense of worth. In other words, food is like a drug. It acts like a drug of the original sin. For example, a person may think that drug addiction is stupid. Why do people shoot up? Why do people smoke, joints and anesthetize themselves with psychotropic paraphernalia? And yet, if they ever get tempted and accosted by a group of kids and pushed, or for whatever reason they attempted to try it, then immediately, they cross that border. The drug that didn't bother them in the first place, the thing that was really stupid, and he could see it was stupid, and he couldn't understand why people would be so addicted to the pushes in that kind of world, that suddenly become changes. He is hungry for the drug. And it's the same thing with food. Food is an opiate. It dulls the mind to perception. See, it is the same principle. It is the reinforcement of the principle that comes through the ages through women. And it leads to other things. So the first temptation leads to the second temptation. The second temptation was he noticed he was naked. What did he notice when he ate the food? He was awakened. Have you ever eaten something and you got an erection? To be honest with me, let's say you had ice cream and you really like cream or something smooth. You ever had felt sexual arousal?
Never.
Well, it's unusual.
I mean, I get an emotional arousal, but not a sexual arousal.
Well, you never had food. You never had, you never had a sexual arousal with the idea of eating some forbidden food.
I've never even heard of anybody having that.
It happens.
I think so.
But the point is, the sexual arousal is the abnormal sexual arousal, which is most likely you have, is also connected with food.
Yeah.
So it may not be. It may be more noticeable as you get older, when the temptation of food is stronger and stronger and stronger as you keep giving into it.
Yeah. And a lot of what you're saying is me, and especially the temptation, and I keep giving into it. So what do I do?
Well, let me suggest what you do and tell me if I'm right. You resent your seeing your fault. You see, in other words, the morning after the night before, maybe minutes after the night before, the minute after 2 minutes, you feel embarrassed and angry.
I feel exactly unwarriorish. You're exactly right.
It's just so you get frustrated with yourself.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a loser.
Yeah, and you are.
Yeah.
And so, but the point is you resent it, though. So
yes.
then you resent knowing it. Now, here's how subtle it is. You resent knowing it. But inside your head, there's no one around saying you're a loser. But something is telling you that you're a loser. On one side of you, there's the light that's trying to show you what's wrong with you. On the other side is the nature of the temptation that tempts you, that gives you the impulse to do what you shouldn't do and love you for it. And make you feel good for it, and excuse you, give you the excuses for it.
Yeah, and that's the part that wins out all the time.
And that's the part that wins out, but what wins out owns you. It keeps winning out, and the impulse gets stronger.
Yeah.
See, hold it, don't go away. You're a good listener. I don't want to let you go. Be right back. Well, my dear friends, could I ask you for a donation to keep my program on the air? Now, I helped Tony Monaco Foundation decided that the troops needed some help. He came to me years ago, and he said, "Look, I know my way around, and if we can put you." Be Still and Know on a CD, and we'll put military stuff with it, militarize it, and call it coping strategies. I'll go out and give them away. And I said, "Well, I want you to become independent of me." He hasn't yet, because no one has given him any money. And so I've been the one that gives him the gifts of the foundation, is the one incumbent on us to, he does a good job. He is really reached into the heart of the military, and they love it. They love him. But they don't know where it's coming from. He's supposed to buy them from me as a contractor and hopefully the government. Or if he gets donation, he can buy them from me. But he doesn't have the money to buy them. So we give him the CDs, so he gives them away free, and that's all we do. And so I'm hoping that the military, now that the news is broken, the news broke very important announcement that the military is astonished at the effect that the coping strategies, which are available to citizens too, on my website. So you can get a copy of what we give to the military. And that's $25, but that will help us to give, you know, give Tony what he needs, the ammunition he needs until he become independent, until the government makes him the buyer, I suppose. And then we can come and buy them from us. That's where it should be. And we give them him at a very low cost so that he can give them away. That's how it should have worked. It hasn't yet. So the $65,000 that we're on the edge of giving, the $65,000, has come from foundation. And they have all the expenses that go with it. So could you please, I want to help the military. I want to spend time and pass this knowledge on to maybe West Point and places like that. Help the soldiers to prevent post-traumatic stress. That's what I can do next. Okay, that's what I'm gifted for.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
This is Advice Line program number K6651. That's K6651. To order a copy of this program or to order additional materials, please call the FHU office at 1-800-877-3227 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
I just established with my caller that food and sex, the perversion of which is transmitted to the generations so that you cannot have sex in a healthy way and you cannot eat food in a way that doesn't kill you. In other words, there is a curse associated with it. And you can have traumas and let's say you were... hold my caller, my... Rob? Hold a second. Let's say you were raped in the back seat of a red Chevrolet on a rainy night with a man with blue eyes and red hair, and it was a red Chevrolet, and it was 12 o'clock at night. All those factors, and you're raped and traumatized. Guess what? Let's say you forgot it, you bury it, you don't tell anybody, and it's still working underneath. On the surface, you look like a nice, happy girl, happy-go-lucky. But all of a sudden, a man gets out of red Chevrolet and he has blue eyes and red hair. Or it's exactly the same car and he's not doesn't have blue eyes. The fact that the red car makes her think that she's in love with him, and that it becomes trauma is always attractive or repulsive. More in a sexual sense, it becomes attractive, rape. See? So that is an example of... So that will last forever. If it rains, you feel maybe depressed, depending. And you don't know why you feel depressed on a rainy day. And you hate rainy days. But the rainy day actually reinforces your depression. So every time it rains, but you can't help... Don't you see? You are subject to forces. And when the clock strikes 12, for some reason it bothers you. Or your daughter is choking on food and it's Sunday afternoon, you know, in the middle of summer. And then when that day approaches and you said to yourself, "Oh, I wish it was me," and you got the food out of her throat, you sucked it out, but it was a shock. But every summer on that certain day, as you get close to that, you feel a choking feeling because you wished it on yourself, but you can't get rid of it. You've given power to the day, the time, the date, the color, the kind of person, the belt buckle. And so that's hidden in food. And that the curse is hidden in food. And sex is also perverse. Because there's something that, because you're man born of woman, a male child is born, well, you say, what about women? Just then put that aside. The male child is affected by the mother because she loves him. What else can she do but love him? But love reinforces the nature of addiction to women. In other words, you've got men, women have to be careful how they love their children too much, especially when they love their husbands too much and he's a bully for love. So therefore, the child sees the father as a bully and therefore has sympathy for mother, and the ties to mother remain. But that is the reason why the effect of the mother's love and the mother's spoiling is reinforcing the pride of the child that should have been cured by the authority, the corrective authority of a good father. But most fathers are the children before their wives anyway. Even the strongest man is a bully for love. He bullies the woman into being his mother and sexually having sex with his mother, basically. And that's why the MF word is so prevalent, because as most people don't understand that it's part of the language and the lexicon and the hidden meaning behind things. All right, now, it's food, and you have to understand, and anger at yourself. Here's the rub, Rob. It's your resentment towards the light. The resentment towards knowing it is what's holding you back, and you'll die from it. You'll die from poisoning yourself with the food, and your spirit will die because you're rejecting the very light that can save you. But you hear what I said? It very clearly. You resent knowing, and the knowing is wordless. And what really resents the knowing is not you, but the sin that makes a home in you is acting through you and making you afraid of the truth, because it's afraid of the truth. And so you're bonded to it. You're entangled with this self that you keep winning. It keeps winning you over. And each string becomes a thread of a rope all the way to hell. And this is not a joke. This is serious. You have to see that, oh my God, I'm protecting my enemy. I'm giving in the impulse, and he's inside me. We've seen the enemy, and it is us. Who said
so
that?
How do I not give in to the impulse?
Meditation, that's the key. When you're ready, only when you're ready will the meditation work. Be still and know. I don't know if you have it, but you can hold on the line if you want to. Oh, well, those of you who are beginners, as a matter of fact, when you begin, you begin. It's an old movie, it's an old song that in the begin, they begin, you know. I don't know what that means. I don't know why I even said it. But you can be still and know is, it's actually coping strategies. You get the Be Still and Know CD by itself, but for I think download for $10 and the CD for $20. But if you get coping strategies, which is the military one, you get 4 hours worth of very important information, which you don't have to listen to for 4 hours. It's just maybe 20 minutes at a time, piece by piece. But the Be Still Know part, the very first part of that, is the key to it all. So you can get the Be Still Know CD by itself if you want to. It's just about an hour. And you don't have to listen to the whole hour all at once. It's like 25 minutes maybe. And then you go on with your life. And I'll show you where that little switch is in your head that will turn you on to the light and turn you off to darkness. And this knowledge has been available for thousands of years, but carefully hidden by priestcraft and politicians. And every bully that hates good and the brightness with which you were born. Go to my website or go to Amazon.com and download it. And Kindle also. You can get it on Kindle. The book is called How Your Mind Will Make You Well. How Your Mind Will Make You Well.